This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for the great broadcast, Joy and SBS. Loving it all from the UK. Equality for all. That's from Scott. Watching with my husband of 12 years. Adam, I love you forever. Happy Mardi Gras. Craig from Tacoma. What a beautiful part of the world.
Wonderful.
And thank you. We just got that one. Loving the Melbourne Chargers 6. So proud of our boys making Melbourne proud tonight. Thanks for the amazing coverage and curing my Melbourne hashtag FOMO from Tim.
This was the first year for Joy's program director, Chris Tate, who dived headfirst into Joy managing outside broadcasts in his first weeks. A huge Mardi Gras program with three shows broadcast from SBS and a live broadcast from the SBS van with Joy's commentary of the Mardi Gras parade.
Chris joins us now to talk about this achievement with over a third of Joy's volunteers involved, as well as what his first year in the role was like.
I think what they call that is an initiation by fire. So my first week was literally... we had the week and then the Sunday was Carnival, which then launched Midsummer. And to be honest, I'm not a Melbourne guy. I've never been much of a gay scene guy either. So I didn't really know what Carnival was or what Midsummer was. So it was a very interesting learning curve.
What's it been like doing outside broadcasts like the one during Carnival and also during Pride March and diving headfirst into all that's going on in Melbourne's LGBTIQ community?
Yeah, it was interesting. I think one of the things that I learnt pretty quickly was the place that Joy holds in a lot of the LGBTI community here in Melbourne, which is pretty highly regarded. People quite love Joy and they love being a part of Joy. They're very familiar with Joy. And I think being part of those outside broadcasts where you're interacting with punters is, it definitely gave me an opportunity to see how well regarded Joy was.
That wasn't just one of the outside broadcasts that you were a part of as well. We also headed over to Sydney for Mardi Gras, for their 39th Mardi Gras parade. And Joy had a huge part of that voice during the parade weekend, didn't it?
We really did. And it was one of those things that's sort of like, okay, Carnival and Midsummer's over. Welcome to the job. Now organise the Mardi Gras broadcast. It's like, cool. You know, I've just come from the Central Desert working in Indigenous media where an outside broadcast was literally us broadcasting from the sidelines of a football match on a dirt oval. So it was a little bit different to that going down to Sydney. We had 3 days of consecutive broadcasts. It was very themed. It was a very themed programming this year. So instead of just having regular programming and saying, oh, by the way, it's Mardi Gras, from Friday all the way through till Sunday evening, it was Mardi Gras themed broadcasts. We had outside broadcasts and we had broadcasts coming from Sydney. We had an outside broadcast coming from the Flinders Hotel. And then it was all kind of the cherry on the cake with the parade, the calling of the parade. One of the things about Mardi Gras this year is after Mardi Gras, our podcast downloads shot up. Like they doubled the next month or close to doubled the next month. And I think what that had to do with was this year we had a very concentrated effort. It was kind of moving away from that community radio feel that Joy has had in the past, where it's just kind of like a circus, a cast of thousands talking about, whatever's happening in front of them. It was a concentrated crew. So it was Dean Arcuri, yourself, Michael Dolly Diamond Dalton, and Jason Gipps. We had Kirsty Wiebeck and Dylan Adler on the street team. So we had seasoned professionals driving the ship. And what that did is it meant that our retention was longer. So although lots of people have listened to Mardi Gras broadcasts in the past, they haven't remained listening to the whole broadcast. They kind of flick in and out, or they tune in for a little bit and they're like, yeah, whatever. This year, because we had a very concentrated effort and we had a very slick kind of professional sounding team, people stayed on for longer. And we had over 3 million people listen to that stream.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.